At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Top of the morning to you, Jeff. And Steve, you've got to get out of here.
See ya.
For those who are playing along at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ruby is the birthstone for which month?
June.
No.
August.
No.
September.
No. Who is the primary songwriter in Green Day?
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Correct. How many teams have won 3 consecutive NBA championships?
3. 4.
Yes, 3. Which actor had a cameo appearance in Zombieland?
Oh, it's not Woody Harrelson. Pass.
What element makes up about 90% of the known universe?
H2O.
No.
Hydrogen.
Yes, nitrogen. Hydrogen. Which Canadian province is shaped like a rectangle?
Quebec.
No.
Alberta.
No.
Vancouver.
No. In what decade were Thomas Jefferson nickels first circulated?
The 40s, 50s.
No. No.
60s.
No. Ballet shoes are also called what?
Slips.
No.
Wow.
You know what?
I'll pass on that one.
Jeff, you got 3 right. 3 for me.
Okay. 3, yeah. 3 for Taryn.
Yeah. Okay is right. And here comes Steve Biggs. He's back in the house, but is he ready?
Showtime.
Ruby is the birthstone for what month?
Ruby. So, ho. July?
Yes. Who's the primary songwriter in Green Day?
Oh, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Correct. How many teams have won 3 consecutive NBA championships?
3?
Yes. Oh. Which actor had a cameo appearance in Zombieland?
Which actor? Oh, Bill Murray.
Yes.
Great
what element? So good. What element makes up about 90% of the known universe?
Oxygen.
No.
Hydrogen.
Yes. Which Canadian province is shaped like a rectangle?
Alberta?
No.
British Columbia?
No.
Quebec.
No. In what decade were the
Ontario?
No. Oh. In what decade were Thomas Jefferson nickels first circulated?
I'm going to say what decade? I'll go 20s,
no.
30s.
Correct. Ballet shoes are also called what?
Well, as a ballet dad, I know that they're expensive.
That is true.
I don't know. Slippers?
No.
Ballettis?
No.
Pirouettes?
No. How many states border Pennsylvania?
5.
No.
4.
No.
3.
No. Lawndale High was a fictional school from which MTV cartoon?
Beavis and Butthead.
No.
Daria?
It was Daria.
Ah.
But you know what, Steve? You still did very well. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win. Yes. 7-3. Sorry, Jeff.
That's cool. I only regret one question. I jumped right over July in that Ruby question.
Dude, it was right in front of your face, Jeff.
I know.
Next time, my friend.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Okay, so let's see. You got the Canadian province shaped like a rectangle was Saskatchewan.
Oh, okay.
And then ballet shoes are also called point shoes. And the number of states that border Pennsylvania is 6.
6.
6 whole states.
Okay. Went the wrong direction.
We have a brand new shirt in the Rock Shop that can be yours. It is available at KISW.com, and we call it the I Beat Migs shirt.
Got the Beat Migs lyrics, got the countdown on there as well. It's a great shirt, and shout out to my friend Chris Dahl for creating it.
Yeah, because you're on the shirt as a Dogman character, and it's pretty rad.
I look my best that way.
You sure do. Head to KISW.com to grab it.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a new feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message, and we have been getting some messages on there. Some of them are pretty interesting, Steve.
I mean, this one might be an issue with a lot of people in relationships, and that's who in the relationship should be doing the driving.
Ooh. We're going to slide into our VMs after AC/DC.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It could not be any easier to leave us a voice message. Step one, you download the Odyssey app. It's totally free. Step two, open it. Step three, the microphone icon. That's how you leave us the voice message. What's it looking like in there today,
Steve? Step four, you put something in a box, right?
Yes, that's it.
All right, let's check out our first voice message through the Odyssey app. For the entire week, we've been... Oh, that's, sorry, that was the wrong thing. Where is it? There we go.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land. All right, it's Canada Day, guys.
It's Canada Day today?
Today's Canada Day.
They celebrate on the same day of Blink 182 Day?
Yeah, one of them started this trend first, Steve.
Yep, Mark, Tom, and
yes,
Travis.
Exactly.
What's your favorite Canadian food? And what is your favorite thing that has come from Canada, or your favorite thing that you love to do up in Canada? Rock on, everyone.
All right, start with food.
Is there anything other than poutine that is Canadian?
Canadian bacon. Still one of my favorite moments. I remember that at a hockey tournament. And I'm just, I mean, it's late in the night. We're all gone. And I remember we're just sitting there, we're in a bar, and I was like around a bunch of my Canadian hockey buddies. I'm like, I got a question for you guys. What do you guys call Canadian bacon here? Is it, you know, like on the pizza? And they all looked at us and like, yeah, man, we call it ham. We don't understand why you guys call it Canadian bacon.
It's really like, same.
At least none of them that I was around were like, and it's not that good on pizza. Like, we don't understand why we've been given this Canadian bacon thing. I thought that was kind of funny.
I love that.
But I have to agree with you. Poutine.
Poutine, for sure.
When we were in college, because we were close to Montreal, Canada, we would go. And also Vermont, it was popular to get poutine there at a place called Nectar, which is, Fish fans will know the name of the they have a song about a picture of Nectar, and that's a club in Vermont. And they have great, what we called at the time, gravy fries. We didn't know they were called poutine. So when I moved out here and everyone's like, you got to try poutine from Canada. And I try them, like, this is just gravy fries, which is awesome.
I mean, I would have that right now. Gravy fries, poutine, thank you, Canada.
Okay, what about, what's your favorite thing to come out of Canada?
You know the answer to that.
Oh, God.
It's the Van Rush, of course.
I was looking at one of our videos that we posted from yesterday on the show, and you're wearing a Rush t-shirt, and I'm wearing a Pearl Jam t-shirt. I'm like, oh my gosh, the two of us cannot be more on brand of our nerddom for bands.
And Danny was not so much in the shot,
but
he was wearing an MXP. Like, who are we? We all wore our favorite band's t-shirts on the same day. We did not plan that.
No, we're just dorks.
But you guys, I mean, Rush is an acquired taste, and you and Danny both need to acquire some taste.
Ouch. You know, I think I'm going with hockey.
Oh, obviously.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. Do you know what's that song by, what is that band name? Goldfinger?
Yeah.
The Wayne Gretzky song?
Goldfinger has a Wayne Gretzky song?
Wayne Gretzky, I think he's kind of sexy.
Okay.
Wayne Gretzky.
Are we sure that's Goldfinger?
I thought it was. Maybe it's somebody else.
All right. Let's talk driving. Are you ready?
All right.
This one's also left through the Odyssey app.
Does anyone have it? My husband is literally the worst driver I think I've ever met. He has the worst road rage. He literally threw his Coke at somebody the other day who cut him off. And
how did that? I mean, how do you do that?
Take a deep breath, man.
And then, like, look at the person sitting next to you and be like, yep, showed them. You know?
It's embarrassing.
Like, pump the brakes. Like, I get it. Driving sucks. You're surrounded by morons. But you don't need to add to the problem.
No.
Although it sounds like, I mean, just from the first 11 seconds of this call, he might be one of those morons.
Yes.
Yeah, honestly, I just don't know what to do. Like, I am fine driving, but, like, does anyone have any suggestions on how to make him a better driver? Like, please help.
I mean, probably just take his license away at this point.
I mean, did you have a period of time in your life where you were, because I used to be a bit of a road rager too, and I think you just kind of have to, like, grow up and, like, you know, realize that life is too short to be acting like a tool.
When I first moved out here, I wouldn't say, I never had the road rage where I would need to throw anything at any car.
No.
But, and I wouldn't even be the person that would flip people off, but windows rolled up, cursing up a storm. You know, I would try and, like, I would start driving fast and get an anger. And it took my old bandmates when I first moved out here, and we were going somewhere. I think we were going to Olympia. And I was full on road raging. And they're like, hey, man, what are you so angry about? Like, we're in no rush. Why do you care? And it was like one of those moments where you're just like, yeah, I don't know why I care. Not that it changed overnight, but living out here has definitely slowed me down with everything from, like, walking. I remember I used to be such a fast walker, a fast driver, and everything has just kind of slowed down living in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm glad. Now, when I go home to the East Coast, I remember driving around in New Jersey. I've never been more terrified in my life than being behind a wheel in New Jersey.
I have never done that.
Taryn, I do not recommend it. People are insane. Like, it's scary. Like, I'm like, I'm going to die just trying to merge onto this freeway.
I mean, I guess for me, I think it's just learn that you're not going to get there any faster. You know, like, that person needs to get it into their head. Like, you're not going to get there any faster by tailgating, by cutting people off, by being a total jerk in traffic. You're not going to win the race.
Have you ever had, maybe, I don't know if it's just me being oblivious and just being a dummy, but have you ever had times where people are flipping out on you and you're not exactly sure why they're mad at you?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Now that I know that I'm driving like a grandma, I'm sure that's part of it.
They're flashing, like, the high beams. They're flipping me off. I'm like, did I miss something? Did I do something wrong? Did I just black out for a second?
You probably did.
The Daily Mix Show.
We've got the next stop on the Men's Room World Tour planned for Bremerton, Washington. We're coming to the Tracyton Movie House on Saturday, July 19th from 2 until 5.
The Men's Room meet the Bremelos.
It's going to be so awesome. Don't miss out on Woodshed. They're going to be throwing down the live jams, plus all the awesome Men's Room food and drinks are going to be there, and the guys. You're going to get to hang with Miles, Thrill, Ted, and Mike. Get the details on the party at KISW.com.
Can Woodshed cover that Sir Mix-a-Lot song?
Yes.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The city of SeaTac has decided no, they will not have a 4th of July celebration this year or next year, Steve.
Damn.
And it's because, you might recall, last year's summer celebration ended really badly because a bunch of the drones from the drone show fell into Angle Lake.
I forgot that this happened.
Very expensive mistake. And this is the Fox 13 news report about it.
The city of SeaTac says they have no 4th of July celebration plans for 2025 and next year's 250th anniversary of America.
You may remember.
Like, they're not even going to celebrate on the 250th anniversary.
The big one.
Of America.
You may remember the city show last year flopped. What was supposed to be a high-tech show turned into a fiasco as 50 drones dropped into Angle Lake. Some were never found.
Do you remember seeing that?
Oh, yeah.
I watched the footage. I watched the Fox News 13 report last night, and I saw it. I was like, I don't remember seeing this. This is awesome.
Somebody got fired, for sure.
Or just got a stern talking to. And then ended up interviewing this guy. And I love this guy. He works, I guess, for the city. And he's, like, outside of that lake talking about it. Let's just listen to him.
They had a dive team and they recovered most of them, but there's still six of them in there. There were seven before we were cleaning up the lake and one of our divers found this one, so might as well make a hat out of it.
How much does one of those cost?
I mean, I don't know. On Costco, like you can get them 50, 60 bucks. I got to imagine the ones for these fireworks are a pretty penny.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
This is a great pun from the newscaster, though.
All right, so SeaTac says they're hanging up their hat for fireworks shows for the foreseeable future.
Oh.
No, so I'm like, okay, so they don't want to do it because there's a colossal failure, but then they continue the report, and they said that's not the only reason why they just want to kind of put the kibosh on fireworks over at that SeaTac park.
But neighbors tell Fox 13's A.J. Janivelle they're worried the crowds will still come.
Officials with the city of SeaTac say the reason that they're canceling the next 2 years has nothing to do with the drones from last year. In fact, last year's event brought about 10,000 people out. They're actually canceling to get a better handle on safety with larger crowds.
Well, what if you're one of those 10,000 that doesn't know it's canceled and you show up? That's going to be frustrating.
And it's just Jimmy down the street with a couple bottle rockets.
Oh, okay. Which honestly will be more successful than the drones.
Oh gosh, what a disappointment.
Have you ever done something that let's just say that the drones were a big part of it. Like, yeah, never again. We're not doing it. Or at least not for the next couple of years. Has there something that has happened in your world where you're just like, yeah, you know what? Not doing that again.
Yes.
That was such a colossal failure.
Yes.
Okay, you're saying it with such confidence. What is it?
Seeing Kenny Chesney in concert.
Oh, are you a Kenny Chesney fan?
No, not a chance.
And it was that bad?
I was just being a good wife because my husband likes some country from time to time.
He likes Kenny Chesney?
Yes.
Wait, Kenny Chesney's the guy that has the sleeves cut off, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And everything is, you know, I don't even know what they call it. No Shirt Nation or whatever. No Shoes Nation. I don't know.
I lump him into kind of like, he's like, no offense to the Kenny Chesney fans, but kind of like cheesy country.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just everybody was just hammered drunk. We saw people get injured because they were so out of it. And trust me, I like to party, but like these people were on like
the festivals that you go to.
Oh my God. And then just, you know, in general, the music was like, you know, my ears were bleeding. So that was the one and done. I did my due. I did a nice thing for my husband. Never again.
Next time he has to take his friend like Joe or something.
That's exactly right.
I've never been to a country music show.
Don't do it.
I kind of want to now to see how bad it is.
What about you? Has there ever been something that you did that you decided I'm never doing it again?
Well, becoming a parent. No, not becoming a parent. There's a comma. That's not a period at the end of that statement. Realizing there are certain things that we want our kid to do, but then when it happens, you realize we shouldn't, like zip lining in Hawaii. We were so fired up. We thought she was fired up. And then there was that moment of panic. And she was good for the first couple. And then she started not liking it. And I was like, man, we just spent hundreds of dollars to do this. And I know that next year, if we go to Hawaii again, the zip lining conversation is going to come up again. I'm going to be like, no, next time we're going to go see Kenny Chesney in Hawaii. We're not going to zip line.
For yeah. Sure. Well, what about you, Rockaholics? Tell us about that I'll never do that again moment. Call 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Inspired by SeaTac canceling their 4th of July celebrations for this year and next year, what is something that you tried doing and it was such a disaster that you said, never again? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will take those calls after Nirvana.
Oh!
Inspired by the fact that SeaTac has canceled their 4th of July celebrations for this year and next year because of the drone show that flopped quite literally into the lake, what is something that you tried doing and it was such a disaster you said you'd never do it again? 206-803-ROCK. We have Andy in Tacoma. Andy, what is something you tried doing and it was such a disaster you said not doing that again?
You know, I am never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever going back to IKEA. Oh, my Lord.
What?
You cannot walk a straight line. It is such an S show. People stopping in the middle, on their phones, aimlessly wandering. I mean, cattle have a better sense of direction than people in IKEA.
No, Andy, everything you have said is 100% correct, but for some reason, I still love going there. I call it the furniture museum because I'm like, I go in there and I kind of like look at what how they've designed things. I'm like, oh, I wonder if we could do that at our house. But you're right. I feel like you should never go to IKEA on the weekends. I'll go only when I want to go. I get so fired up to go to IKEA. So this is crazy to me, but like I want to make sure we go on a weekday.
Might be better off, but no, never going back.
I'm with Andy. That place gives me
really
quite a bit of anxiety. I've only been like two times ever.
They got the meatballs, the Swedish meatballs there.
Can't you order it online now?
Yeah, but sometimes you got to go and experience being there. The soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
Granted, the two things I bring up about why I like IKEA are food. And also just all the... Sometimes I wish we had a bigger car when I go to IKEA because I see things that I want to get and I look at the box and I'm like, there's no way we're going to be able to fit that in the car. And I never even think about, yes, you could go online and order it and have it delivered, but...
That takes all the fun out of the chaos, Steve.
I know. Well, you're also like, you're anti like Costco for that reason.
I have a love-hate relationship with Costco because I love everything that's in there. I just don't like going there.
Yeah.
Because I will have a meltdown if I can't find what I'm looking for. 206-803-ROCK, what is something you tried doing, but it was such a disaster that you were like, nah, I'm never doing that again?
So right now we're down to just the two of us because Danny is going back to New Mexico with his daughter Lily. He'll be back tomorrow. But we don't have anyone to answer the phone. Should we just take him raw dog?
Raw dog it. Let's see who this is. Hello, KISW. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Ray, I-5 North.
Ray, what is something you tried doing and it was such a disaster you thought to yourself, never again?
Las Vegas.
Did you go more than one time or was it just one trip and you said, that's it?
Not one time. I'm never going back.
Was it because you lost a lot of money or just you just didn't, the vibe wasn't for you?
So we drove down, which was a disaster in itself, because I think we ran over about 50 bunny rabbits on our way down.
Jeez, man.
And I don't know what was going on. They must have been breeding season or something. I don't know. But because we drove down at night. Drove all night. Anyway, so then we get there, get up, go gamble a little bit, right? Lose really bad, okay? And then it's like 100 and...
I was going to say it's hot.
7 degrees or something, right? And... my car overheats. Okay, so I don't know why, so I pull off, and there's a hole in my radiator that's about an inch and a half. I don't even know how it got there.
The rabbits. Revenge.
Yes, I don't know. Anyway, so then we get it towed to the repair shop, which, by the way, took 6 hours.
Ooh.
So I was waiting outside in my car, or not in my car, but outside with my car for 6 hours while my wife proceeded to lose a whole bunch more money.
Well, you had nothing else to do, I mean, other than just gambling. I can understand that part.
Right? So then we get into the repair shop, go to the repair shop the next morning, and not only do I need a new radiator, okay, but they found that I had a piece of rope wrapped around one of my tires in the front and the whole ball bearing and all that needed to be ripped.
So if you could do the math, how much money do you think you lost in that trip to Vegas with the gambling and with all the car stuff?
I can tell you exactly how much money I lost. Okay. We lost $3,200 and that's not even counting the room, the food, the nothing else, just the gambling and the car.
Damn. Yeah, I would stay away from Vegas too. The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? And by chance, were you listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40, where we gave out three of the correct answers to the upcoming game? Steve, your record is 218 wins, 66 losses, and 51 ties in 2025. Call now if you would like to play 206-803-ROCK. We play Beat Migs at 7:50.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.